The vernacular of pop music video this time on Culture File. Anna Heisekamp is a filmmaker who often works in music videos, a form whose possible limitations, short timelines and small budgets, she sees as its strengths. With a DIY ethic and plenty of help from friends, she's recently collaborated on a double video project with musician Henry Ernest, inspired by the music from Ernest's upcoming album. Culture File's Vanessa Noonan joined the crew on the banks of the Liffey.
And play the song.
My name is Anna Heisekamp, and I make music videos, and I made one recently for Henry Ernest, who I've known for a very long time. Well, we actually made a video for two of Henry's songs into one video. So we made a video for both Marie and Forever 2. I've always kind of wanted to do like a two songs in one video thing. And then Henry sent me the album and I thought, these two songs are my favorite. I think because a lot of the time like an artist will send me maybe like the entire project and then I can kind of choose which songs resonate a bit. And so often there's like a common thread going through a few of the songs, or like you kind of want to explore more than one idea, but that doesn't fit into maybe the song that you're choosing. I don't know, I think maybe because I was a little bit greedy. Having one video with two songs in it, as opposed to just two different videos, I think the main draw for me was that it kind of just presents itself differently then. I think it's just that the viewer can watch it in a different way. I don't think it necessarily makes it very different, especially in this context. I don't think they're tied necessarily that much together, like, narrative-wise or anything. I don't really do narrative, but it was just kind of more so like an experimentation with form, and does that change how I watch the Forever 2 video, because I'm kind of forced to watch the Marie back? Video first.
Further back a bit? Oh, the sun's come out now.
I'm Henry Ernest.
Perfect.
I'm on set for my music video. So the idea for the video for Forever 2 is to go to the source of the Liffey and then basically film myself and other kind of stand-in body doubles walking from the source of the Liffey all the way into town. And that's basically it. And everyone's wearing denim. Read into that what you want to. The way we came up with the video was that I just gave the entire album to Anna for her to listen to. And I asked her to pick out if there was one or two songs that she wanted to make a video for, which felt like a great way of doing it, because we weren't then forcing a video upon the song. But there were a few songs that I was hoping she would pick and a few songs I was hoping she wouldn't pick. So I was very happy when she picked the songs Marie and Forever 2 to make a double music video for, because those were actually my favorite songs on the album. And she said she immediately got kind of visual ideas for both of those on what could work. Anna kind of told me the ideas that she had for the video. And then I kind of helped with, there were kind of some visual references and ideas that I had that I thought could work well with what she had in mind. And for this one, I did buy a full denim suit. So I was happy to incorporate the idea of walking around in my denim suit into this video.
I think a lot of this video as well was maybe a frustration with big sets and like people taking music videos kind of out of the place where I like to work with them in, which is just like making something that you love and it's a practice that you really like and the process is really fun, and you don't have to spend so much money to do it. So the Marie section, I just kept picturing the Henry like ascending into heaven, and then that kind of morphed into the idea of two people balancing themselves as they are like hanging in the air, and that's kind of the whole video actually, and we just wanted to shoot it at sunset and make it really beautiful. The second video part is for Forever 2, which is just kind of four people walking along the River Liffey. And we had planned originally to have Henry like sailing down the river, t- to town. But then that just proved actually on the DIY thing a little bit too difficult. So we were like, oh, we'll just walk down the river to feed.
I wish I was a bird and fly forever. I trade an arm for just the
fact. I love making music videos because I think it's a very unique form of collaboration. You get to take someone's piece of art that's already finished and has a life of its own, and then you get to add something to that in a way that I don't think you can really do with other forms of collaboration. You can also collaborate with the artist in giving it a new lease of like visual life, or you can kind of go off and do something very personal. So the music video becomes a completely new thing, but also I love that I still hide behind the artist. I think that's really nice for me as well, and I think that's helped me grow a lot in terms of just in myself. I get to kind of delve into stuff that I really want to make visually, but when it's released, it's Henry's video. It's not my video. I can, from project to project, do really different things. I think if I felt like I really had to kind of put my name and my face on it, that I would be worried that I wasn't putting enough of myself into it, or is putting too much of myself into it, or like, could I deal with like kind of personal things if it's like my art? I think music videos really occupy this place in terms of how it's consumed. I think it's more casual, but it's also, people are more kind of like music video literate, I guess. People are so aware that when they're watching a music video, they kind of could see anything. But then it's sometimes frustrating because it's maybe becomes a little bit like corporate, or there's kind of like brand identity comes into it and stuff, and I think sometimes it's kind of pigeonholed as it's kind of like a fashion thing. But I think for me, it's like I'm really trying to work out how to kind of mix the music video art thing together.
Good luck, great, heavy brown eyes, and see the tears that shine so bright.
I think everybody should make music videos. I think it's the most accessible kind of form of filmmaking. Whether you make it for a song, like a friend song, or like a famous song, or whatever it is, I think it's so easy to do. And I also think the process of making videos can be so fun, and I think sometimes maybe people put the film industry kind of mentality onto music videos, which I don't think kind of make videos. I think you should just be able to make videos with a DIY ethos, and music videos are like the perfect way to do that.
Anna Heisterkamp and Henry Ernest there on Liffeyside location with Vanessa Noonan. If you'd like to see the completed video, you can find it on the Henry Ernest Bandcamp page.